Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We meet again, young Mitten.
Ah, my arch nemesis, Monsieur Lang.
We meet again.
I think
old Mitten.
I think if we were like in a movie together, you'd definitely be the evil character.
You would be the
evil character, just seeking attention, seeking world domination, but mostly attention and constant affirmation that you're an all right bloke.
So my thing would be that I'd just be seeking attention all the time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be wanting anything else, just attention.
Yeah, I mean you kind of are a villain. As it is, really.
I don't seek attention. I don't need attention. I don't need affirmation.
Look at 90% of the things that you do. What do they all involve?
What?
A lot of attention.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't. Okay, let me. I'll name
you.
You've
just written a book all about yourself.
No, wasn't that? Do you know what that was? Do you know why I wrote a book?
Because the people need to know.
Yes, to help others.
It's not going to help anyone. All it's going to do is people are going to lose a tiny bit of money. How much is the book, actually?
Hardback is 18 quid.
God, it's going to stay 18 quid for 2 days. It's going to go down to...
And then go up to 30. Because they can't print enough. They won't be able to print enough. That's what it
is. Yeah, I feel like it'll do well in sort of certain sects of society. You're quite sort of right-wing... quite sort of chauvinistic groups will probably be quite into it. It might become, you know, it might get a bit.
Do you know what your title of your book would be?
No, tell me.
How to be a misogynist. That's what yours would be.
Misogyny by Jamie Lang.
how to be a misogynist.
Yeah.
By Alex Mitten. That's what yours would be.
Yeah. No, I've already written the first chapter.
Or yours would be. Just admitting it. I'm a misogynist. I'm a misogynist. Just admitting it.
Yeah,
that's what you're.
That's it. You got it. Do you know what? I actually it's weird doing this over Zoom. We've not done a podcast together over Zoom.
Is this our first one?
Our first one. It's actually quite nice to get a bit of a break from your breath. Oh boy. Which you prefer being in the studio, don't you?
Yeah, I think I like the studio more because it's more connecting.
Well, that's not what you said to me the other day. You said the reason was because you can get girls to come into the studio, and that's what people are saying.
Bye, Soph. Sophie's leaving. Bye, Soph.
Bye, Soph. Was she leaving for good?
Yeah, she's gone. Thank God. At
finally,
last.
She's dumped you.
That was our breakup just then. That's how we do it. Bye. See you later.
Oh, that was savage. Hope you're okay.
But I we're doing this to all you listeners on this bonus episode. We're doing this over Zoom today because we can't get into the studio. But I don't like the Zooms as much because, yeah, the thing is that it's not as personal.
You like to share what you've eaten through your breath. For you guys listening at home, you've not had the pleasure of smelling Jamie's breath. It's life-changing.
What does it smell of?
Oh, God. It smells of crushed hope. Smells of regret and cigarettes.
Smells of crushed hope, yeah. Regret and cigarettes.
That's it. That's the real name of your book.
Do you, okay, think if you were given the opportunity to become president or to be a prime minister, to rule something, would
given
you take
the
it?
Opportunity.
Given the opportunity.
Well, within my grasp. I don't think I'd be able to do it. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think you'd be able to. I would be able to do it.
Yeah, because you're a villain and you're capable. You're like sort of a bit of a megalomaniac, a bit psychotic. You'd happily rule. You'd rule with an iron fist. I'm too nice. I wouldn't be able to lay down any laws.
I love it. I love it how you play this role. I'm so nice. Look, so what if you? Yes, you're passive. I agree. Yes, you have a calming tone about you. Yes, that doesn't make you nice. Do you know what makes you nice?
Stop trying to deconstruct me and analyze me.
Do you know what makes you nice? Selling sweets to the masses. That makes you nice. Writing a book for the people. Do you know, if I could make my book free, I would. I just can't.
Jamie, what's the main reason that you sell sweets?
To give the world
to make
no
profit.
To give the world the best profit.
To give the world the best profit.
I am the greatest prophet, are there?
You are a prophet. You're the Messiah. It's as we discussed last time in your book.
I had a weird dream last night.
Well,
have you ever had those dreams where when you wake up, you don't know if you were dreaming or not?
I have that. Most times I leave the studio with you, I'm like, oh, God, I'm just living in such a dream at the minute. I can't believe this Jamie Lang guy asked me to co-host his podcast.
I actually had this dream where I woke up this morning, or I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was convinced that it was still real. And I was being chased by the police. So I thought when I woke up that I was still being chased by the police. I was like, oh, they have to be somewhere. And it took me, I reckon, about 5 minutes to realize that it wasn't real. I was so delirious.
What were they chasing you for? Crimes against humanity. For poor book
crimes
sales.
For being a legend. Poor books.
Your publishers were too so annoyed at the lack of sales. They tried to get you arrested.
Have you ever had those? Like, have you ever had a lucid dream?
I have such crazy dreams. I have like really really complex narrative. Like I'll create like a whole movie with like really complex characters, storyline, plot. Wake up and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be bestseller. And then immediately forget it. Or I will try and piece together some of what I've remembered. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, he was a hedgehog and he was a light. I'm like, oh my God.
I had, we were sitting with a mutual friend of ours called Toby the other day. And we had a couple of drinks. And
by couple, you mean?
Three drinks. And he said, I've got the greatest idea. I've got the greatest idea. I said, what is it? He said, let's buy a plain book with no pages written in it, a completely plain book. And we buy the book and we will write the first page of the book. The first page, we will write it. I thought, okay, this is going somewhere. This is it. And he said, then what we'll do is we'll leave that book on a bench somewhere. Or something like that. And then someone else will pick it up and they'll write the next page and then leave it and so on. And we call it Every Story Has a Beginning. And I also got the Instagram page off it because I thought it was such a good idea. We ordered the plain book on Amazon. And then we woke up the next day and thought, that was the worst idea. Leaving a book on a bench somewhere. Every story has a beginning.
I think, yeah, and a very, very quick end, probably. Yeah, that's not your best idea. I had a show idea, actually.
Oh, well, don't say it on this.
Okay, yeah, I'll hold that.
You're just going to give it away? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, look, Jay, as we said, I'm just a kind, giving, nice guy.
Listen, we got to take away this kind, giving nonsense. I just don't.
Okay, well, all right, sum me up then.
All right, I would say that you...
Hit me with it.
I would say that you are someone who doesn't have an opinion...
Right.
Someone, see, didn't even have an opinion on that. You didn't even have an opinion on that.
I'm letting you.
You didn't even have an opinion on that. I just said somebody doesn't have an opinion. You didn't even have an opinion on that. You just sat.
Look, I'm gonna.
Sit on the fence.
I'm waiting till you finish.
Sit on the fence, mitten. That's. You're someone who doesn't have an opinion. No, what you truly are, you're sorry, you've got a kind heart.
See, now you're trying to turn it around and be nice.
I'm not trying to turn around. It's a bit...
No, you want people to think, oh, actually, Jamie's, he's quite nice, really.
Okay, go on then. If I'm easy to sum up, then who am I? Go on, sum me up.
No, I've done it too many times. It's too obvious.
What is it?
We know, mate, you've put your life out there for the last 10 years. We know all about you. There's no hiding. You're in it for fame. All you want is attention and affirmation that you're great every day.
You, like me, you've stopped doing Made in Chelsea, haven't you?
Well, does it ever really
stop?
But
I thought, like, in like the police service or something, like, once you've done like a decade of service, you get like a gold watch or a pension.
There you go. Another thing that you've done for TV.
What?
You went and joined the police.
No, yeah, I did. I went and joined the police. Yes, I did.
There's literally no show.
Yes, there is. There's loads.
Next, you'll be doing like toilet.
There's loads. There's loads that I haven't done. There's loads of shows that I haven't done, and loads of them that I would still do.
Like, you've always said you'd love to do Big Brother. you were devastated when it ended.
Speaking of TV shows, Strictly Come Dancing is background again.
I can't. Yeah, I saw them posting on Twitter. I so quick. It only feels like yesterday that you were trotting around in the final.
So quick that I was in the final.
Mm.
So I'm going to tell you who's been revealed. The people who have been revealed to be on Strictly Come Dancing. Tom Fletcher from McFly.
Mm-hmm.
McBusted McFly, Tom Fletcher. He is doing Strictly Come Dancing. That's a big one, I think. We have Robert Webb, Peep Show, award-winning actor, comedian, author, and soon-to-be ballroom dancer, Robert Webb.
That'll be good.
We've got AJ Adudu, who is a presenter. She was the one, I think. I know AJ, and I think she... Did you watch Sam Thompson on SAS Who Desmond? He didn't carry the log up the hill.
Yes, yeah. I rewatched that recently.
That was AJ.
Oh, my God. That was real bad of Sam.
And so far, and the last person so far we got is John Waite. Now, this might change because this bonus episode we're recording on a Thursday and it'll go out on a Wednesday, so things might change. But so far, that's who we have. And he is from Bake... He's a Bake Off star. He was on Bake Off.
I reckon the producers were sort of, you know, scratching their head a little bit from, obviously, the previous year going, like, you know, we had such a big player. We had such a big cast member with Jamie. Like, such high profile. Like, there's not really any higher they can go.
Tom Fletcher's a big one. Tom Fletcher's a big one.
Yeah, but he's not Jamie Lang, is he?
That is true. He isn't me.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it?
Of course I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go back to... Okay, let's have a look at this. So when I was announced for being on Strictly Come Dancing, all right? So we're going back all that way when I was announced. Here we go, on their Instagram.
Oh, are you looking at likes?
Yeah, I'm going to see what views I got when I was announced. Should we have a look?
Is this first year or second year?
Well, it doesn't... This is the second year. 400,000 views. 400,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
And not very many comments, tell you that for sure. Tom Fletcher has over three... Three and a half thousand comments.
People were speechless when they saw you. They didn't know what to write. People actually dropped their phones. Some people threw their phones in rage.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello to all you lovely people listening to our bonus episode. Welcome back, Private Parters. I have a very funny Amazon review for you, Mitt. I'm going to read to you. You ready for this?
I love these. Hit me.
Okay, it's called Glow in the Dark Golf Balls.
Nice.
It's got a 4-star review. And then the comment is, fed the golf addiction and regretting this Christmas purchase. Mm-hmm. It says, these were a Christmas gift to my spouse. I'm feeding the habit. I'm an enabler. How I got there, I don't know. Lord help me, the golf addiction lives strong in this man. They seem to light up when smacked against something hard, like his head, and I stay lit up for the moment of time specified. We'll look forward to the fall when nighttime golfing becomes a thing again, and I'll hearing about how all these work and improve his game. Recommend you pair these with discreet earplugs or a mild sedative if you two are feeding the golf addiction. Quite funny.
So he's prescribing taking sedatives and buying golf balls. He sounds pretty weird.
Yeah, he sounds really weird. That's quite a funny one. We also have a lovely email from one of our listeners, and the listener is called Joe. And Joe says, hi, Jamie and Alex. When I was 14, every Friday, me and my friends would collect our pocket money from our parents and use it to purchase a greasy cheeseburger from the local burger joint. Mm. We'd then spend the remainder of the evening lurking outside, feeling like absolute ballers with change jangling in our pockets and our belly full of beer. Now, when you're 14, you're with your mates, and the prospect of some white lightning on a bench is getting you almost as pumped as having the house to yourself for 15 minutes so you can have a poshie. It's a fairly normal bit.
Is this you?
It's fairly normal to get a bit carried away. One particular evening, I was with the lads and the banter was flying. Everyone was trying to outdo each other and I felt an overwhelming urge that it was my time to shine. Looking around for inspiration, I spotted a dog poo in a dog poo bin. I thought, bingo. I walked towards it with purpose, thinking this is sure to impress the lads. I lifted the lid and picked up the first bag I saw. It had real density to it. And I remember thinking, fuck me, this feels more like a horse than a dog. By this point, all the lads were looking at me thinking, what's this maniac up to? Not one to disappoint, I wielded the hefty turd above my head and began to began a propeller motion. This bad boy was getting launched. I released the poo with all my force I could muster, and off into the sky it went. Our eyes followed its journey to its apex, and then all the way down, where to my horror it landed directly on the head of somebody. Now, this would be bad enough if it was anybody. Obviously, I was hoping for a forgiving soul. A vicar would have been an absolute ideal. Unfortunately, I got about as unlucky as a poo-throwing idiot deserves to get. The figure turned round. To my horror, I immediately recognised him as a boy from a couple of years above, renowned as being the hardest bastard in school.
What's that Olympic sport where you swing the
hammer throw?
The hammer throw. It's like a hammer throw at a turd.
Also, I just love the fact that this guy is known as the hardest bastard in school.
Oh, look, there's the hardest bastard in school.
The guy's nickname was literally One Bomb. Which I thought either meant he was a really successful terrorist or one of his punches is going to quite literally knock the shit out of me. He marched towards me
definitely went to the same school as you.
He marched towards me whilst my friends gleefully said, go on, Joe, you can take him. I thought, like, fuck, I can. This guy is going to kill me. I was quivering inside. I figured my best chance to retain street cred with the boys and not to get battered was to pretend I was bang up for a fight. He came over and shoved me, saying, what the actual hell do you think you're doing? I just replied, well, yelling, yeah, you don't like that, did you, you big pussy? You stink of shit.
This is definitely public school.
This is ridiculous.
What the hell do you think you're doing? It's so big, pussy.
He swung for me with a punch, which if it had connected, I'm sure it would have been right. I wouldn't be writing it now. Luckily, an older brother of one of my friends saw as he drove by, got out of his car and took over for me. Relief doesn't even come close. Safe to say, I did make a habit of launching poo bags after that. I'm proud that the one time I did, though, I managed to fire the perfect shot straight into the head of a very nasty boy indeed. All the best. Love the pod. Joe.
Joe, well done. I'd like to know what Joe's up to these things.
We put a question out on our Instagram, at Private Podcast, saying, hey, Private Parter, it's question time. What's the weirdest thing you've had thrown at you? And we got some replies. Chiggers69 says, my now bellend ex-boyfriend threw a piece of raw fish at me. Football coach Dan said, lamppost lowering bar. Josie Brown says, onion cutting glasses by a customer because I wouldn't refund the four-year-old purchase.
What are onion cutting glasses?
I don't know. What's the weirdest thing that's been thrown at you, buddy?
I know the weirdest thing. You said this the other day. The weirdest thing that's been thrown at you is your last tax bill. The weirdest thing that's been thrown at me?
Yeah.
It's a very good question. I don't know. What's been... I think my friend did throw a poo at me once, actually.
Oh, God. I was walking down the road in Leeds, at Leeds University.
Mm.
I was walking down the road back to my house. And on the road, on the pavement, and someone shouted, "Apple!" And I looked. Someone threw an apple at me from a car. And it nailed me on the head.
I bet you were such a target at uni. I remember...
What do you mean I was such a target at uni? I wasn't a target at uni.
Peroxide prick walking down the street.
No, I used to wear red trousers. Oh, God.
Did you? Are you red chino, man? I think...
Not chino. I did not wear red chino. Red jeans. I actually had
a pair of red jeans.
Yeah, red jeans are quite cool back in the day. You used to go to Uniqlo and get some red jeans.
To create a voodoo doll of you that I could... I could punch. I remember I had that like stereotypical thing. We were playing cricket in the nets, and there was I think someone was in batting. I mean, I was pretty useless at cricket. I didn't enjoy it, but anyway, a stereotypical thing. Someone shouts "duck," and I'd literally just taken my helmet off, and I was like, "Where?" And the ball smashed me in the head, and it was the most painful thing in the world. And I think it's affected me slightly ever since.
Duck.
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 that was bad. One of the funniest things actually I've ever seen. There was this guy, he was sort of like the school bully, or the bully in our year anyway. He was like quite a big guy. And we had what they call the machines that like fire out. But the cricket bowling machine or whatever. And he was like walking down the nets, like getting ready to bat. And he was like, "Put it on like the highest speed you can. Like, I'll be fine." Like, thought he was like Barry Big Bollocks. And the ball literally, because normally it's supposed to obviously like bounce or, you know, hit the ground before it literally just boom, straight into his car at like 120 miles an hour. And I was like, yes. Yeah. He wasn't wearing a box either.
Did it go so fast?
Honestly, like it was like
like a bullet
straight to his bollocks. And I was surprised that his balls didn't explode because it was so fast. I was like, I think that knocked him down a couple of pegs, actually.
I like that. Hey, listen, to all you private potters, as always, we do want to hear from you. So if you enjoy the podcast as much as we like making the podcast, send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, so you get in touch. We want to hear your reviews, your stories. Like Joe, you could be on the podcast and we could talk about it. Or you could stay anonymous. Anonymous, that's the word. Or slide into our DMs at Private Podcast. We'd love to hear from them, wouldn't we, mate?
Get into those DMs.
Some
of you aren't big on email. Just look, if you want to hit me up. Follow Jamie, though, because he's a bit worried about his algorithm at the minute. For phoning me up at 7 in the morning crying. He's worried about how he's going to last the day ahead with 2,000 views on his stories. You're about to correct, it's not 2,000, it's like 20,000.
All right, everybody, listen, have a lovely day, and we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Until then, ta-ra. Goodbye.
Toodle pips.
Toodle pips.
That was great. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.